Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the new Open Goal FC podcast! How we doing? We have big brothers here. Kevin, Kyle and the best looking guy in Scottish football, Derek Lyle. Dale, how are you, mate?
Pleasure, mate.
Great to have him on, Kev.
He's looking great, isn't he? 41 years old.
Kev's commentary last night, big
man. It was good. Very, very, very good game, by the way. Good game. What pleased me the most was the bookish favourites, Aris Cabral, to win the league. Yeah. Open goal more than matched, and we probably would feel disappointed not to got something out of the game.
Don't go too much in it, because listen, no, match smash already, no, so don't go early.
But it was, really, really good.
Really good.
Better than Saturday.
100%, boys. Have you seen a quick thought on it before we go into anything else?
I feel the same as Kev. I felt we were really good. Started really well first 15. Thought we were by far the better team.
Yeah.
They came in, I had good players going to have their spell in the game, but I felt second half again. We come back in it. And
love seeing the serious side of you, by the way. It's unbelievable,
isn't it? This is it after this.
We've not seen that, brothers, haven't we? Know the serious side of
him. He's training and running the show at times, isn't he?
Well, you big boy?
I'm all right. We've been tired today, but
how's your arcade going?
Aye.
Have you told about, do people know this about you?
No, well, they do know.
So you're on arcade, didn't you?
Yep.
How's it? Are you the bouncer in it, or
no? No, hopefully I don't need a bouncer. I'll bring Deldon.
Bring Deldon.
It's running well.
It's an hard job anyway.
We'll go down for a show and we'll have a basketball tournament.
I should get everybody down, shouldn't we?
I know. I was somebody had messaged me the last day. They were in Girvan at the arcade and they said that cut the order and some takeaway. His diet was shocking.
Both of you get a tap sap.
Big man.
I know. I didn't take any too serious to the tweet because obviously looking at the big man, he's got veins popping out his arms. That would indicate the body fat.
You seem to be taking air a hell of a lot today.
No,
it's
your rodeo. You've managed to get rid of Lewis, so I'm going to say name here because I'm obviously going to hang in here.
Dale, what did you, and brothers, obviously you were on last week, Dale, you were watching from afar. Lewis Irons was hosting. What did you make of the guy, if you don't mind me asking?
Rubbish.
Brothers, how did you feel at him asking you the questions?
No, I thought he was a lovely guy.
Did you?
Aye.
Cheers, brother.
Never said much, but lovely.
Right, Kev, take it away. Who Knows Wins, big boy?
What we got? So, lads, massive news coming out of Who Knows Wins Pick 10 game last week. Holmeyer and Scouse are 68, won 6 grand.
But listen to this, it's unbelievable. He won 6 grand, Dale, for getting 9 out of the 10 results. Now, what do you take for that? He didn't do 10 out of 10. Do you know what I mean?
Still
he's got 9 out of 10 and still fucking won.
So you're still some prize, man.
Carry on, Kevin.
So on that basis, don't listen to anything I've got to say there because I got 3 out of 10. Shocking. Slaney fared a wee bit better with 4. And Big Brother's got 7, which had he put his, had he had a wee shot at it, he would have got some runners-up prize money.
Much would I got?
I don't know.
10 grand?
No, there's no figures. But for this week, we've got another 10 games. Sign up to Who Knows Wins and enter the code PICK10.
Brilliant, Kevin. Keep going.
What else have we got? 10 games, win, lose or draw. There's also money to be winning runners-up and enough people enter Who Knows Wins, we will double the pot. So brilliant, it's huge money.
Brilliant for the people in it, that they'll get them all involved. That's what it's all about, mate.
Definitely excellent. The money they're putting is excellent.
Is it free to enter, Paul? Aye.
Five at the enter. Listen,
we allowed to do it, no?
No, no players, not
no players. Not. Listen, bet responsibly, and £5 for the potential to win £10,000. It's worth a fiver.
Definitely.
Right, boys, on to my serious side. Obviously, last time we done this show, things were really rosy. Couple of defeats in a row, brothers. How's the lads?
Obviously we were down last night because performance was really good. You're going to be down after a defeat no matter who you're playing, but especially against, as Kev said, the team who are favourites. We fancied ourselves last night, we put a good performance in, but as I was saying to the boys, maybe need to be a wee bit more streetwise. We've got good footballers, but it's not all about being nice footballers sometimes. Sometimes you need to be that streetwise, a wee bit nasty, as you've seen on Saturday. We would get another defeat against civil services where they were streetwise and nasty.
Yeah.
And they pretty much bullied us a wee bit. But it's only four games.
Yeah.
We're a young team, a new team together. Gaffer's putting his ideas across, and Dale and yourself, that'll all come as we go on and play games. But yeah, as I said to yourself, you're down, but as soon as you get home, you need to forget about it because we go again Saturday. Games come thick and fast.
That is the thing, Dale, isn't it? We obviously, we'll never make that excuse because we're a new team, but when there is, I mean, it was almost a blank canvas when Si came in to bring all them together. It's such a short time to get a full squad in, the ideas, and then out of jail. And we'll never make that as an excuse when we go into games. We'll still go in there and, I mean, always the aim is to win the game. But it is going to take time.
No, listen, it's, when you go into a team like that, I think it's amazing the way they're playing football and the way the boys are taking the information on board. We're going to have ups and downs. Civil service, I thought, for the first 20 minutes, battered them. If we've been disrespectful, we get the goal. And obviously, they score and they put us under a bit of pressure. And I think they played the pitch better than us Saturday. Last night, I thought, we were really good again. But the boys, I'm more happy with the boys last night than what I was Saturday. I think they stuck to the game plan. Kept wanting to go in the ball. Saturday, we went away a wee bit for that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I get the pitch. Played in the pitch last year. Horrendous. Don't like it. Dry, sticky, bobbly. And I think last night, they enjoyed the pitch.
Kev?
Last night was it was a game of bits. First 20 minutes, Broomhill absolutely dominated it. And great goal. Simple. Get the ball into his feet. Turn. Cross the keeper. Great finish. 15 minutes. East Kilbride came into the game and it was like strange because obviously I'm sitting there watching commentating and also trying to take down notes on shape and how teams are playing because I'm looking at what works, what doesn't work. And at one point they had two at the back, their two fullbacks were high, two midfielders, and they basically had four up front.
Yeah.
So it was like a kind of like a bombardment of attack after attack because nobody really knew where to go to pick up who because they kind of lost their shape a wee bit, but they kind of went a wee bit gung-ho. Eventually they got their goal, but their goal was, again, like Saturday, avoidable.
Yep.
The boy, Yao Victoria's done very well on the left-hand side, playing a 1-2, getting into feet, and then we win the ball back, I think it was Grant, and he's tried to dribble it, got caught, back in, and they've got their goal, good save. Maybe the keeper could have turned it round the post, but so then, and then the next 10 minutes of that, they've saw the game out to half-time. And I thought to myself, right, Simon will have a word with him and at half-time. They'll come back out, compose himself. Hopefully, it'll be like Saturday. We are Saturday in at half-time and it came back out and it was probably worse. Whereas this time, come out second half and started the game great again. First 15, 20 minutes, kept the ball well, moved it about. In all honesty, I thought East Kilbride were done. They looked knackered. They were on their knees, managed to get the goal, albeit a little deflection. But like Dale says, when it comes to being a bit more streetwise, when you're 2-1 up, you don't need to go and get the third, the fourth. Get back into shape, keep the ball, because they're comfortable keeping the ball. And then obviously they get a break. Gary Fraser possibly could have brought them down a wee bit further back. The free kick is incredible. Top bin for 25 yards, keeper no chance.
Did I coach that boy?
Or did you? Monroe?
I take that away from him. What a strike that is.
It was an unbelievable strike.
Did you, 12 year old.
Did you coach him that?
That free kick after, right in the top corner.
And then obviously, Slaney, it was quite comfortable after that as well. They kept the ball. And then, but looking at it, legs were getting tired. East Kilbride had nothing really to lose. It was 2-2. I don't think they were happy to settle for a point. I don't think Broomhill were happy to settle for a point. There was an opportunity there for both teams to go and get the three. And I said to Moores on the commentary, they're going to catch us on the break, what you see, and sure enough, that's what happened.
Well, just a wee second, sorry, it was a great answer, but short not doing a wee bit. Do you know what I mean? Too long, far too long.
No,
I'm looking on, you're spot on, big man. Dale, sorry.
I just felt
no, you're spot on.
They caught us on the break, and then obviously Broaders, his experience would say, when it gets wide, just make sure, wherever you are, you defend middle, front, back, and I'm not too sure who, I don't know what to chuck on him with the bus, but somebody wasn't just picking up in the middle, and they've got the goal, and then by that time, it's deflation setting because you've played so well up to that point, and then it's like, oh God, how the hell are we 3-2 down?
Mm-hmm. You kind of got a free header in the middle of the goals there.
No.
But do you take the point then? Or do you two just go and try and win it?
I think for knowing Si and knowing his beliefs, he'll always go to win every single game. Even when last year we was with Peterhead, obviously, Dundee in the cup, higher up, but he was going out to win the game.
I felt somebody was going to win it, did you know? Mm-hmm. Last night, I was
end to end at times, wasn't it, brother?
Didn't feel as if it was going to be a draw.
Sometimes, though, away from home, you take the point.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you're the home team.
Yeah.
Home you're going to try and win
the
game.
That's a good point.
See, especially for you two, Dale and Brothers, who've been in the game a long time, and when maybe there's a couple of bad results, how important is it for the senior players or sort of coaches to get around the boys, or what sort of things would you do to sort of keep the morale high?
Just be normal. I think so. I think you can't come in down.
I think you could force it too much and all, and then it's
on that question, Broomhill's got nothing to be disappointed about.
No, not at all.
Out of four games, the one bad performance was against Civil Strollers, right? And a game that it was just a new experience in terms of playing against a well-drilled, disciplined, organised, experienced team from the league that's been going for years. The other three games have played really, really well. None of these players should feel despondent in any way towards how things are going. They should just look at that and think, you know what? We've just went toe-to-toe and possibly should have beat the team that's favourites to win this league. We've got a right chance here.
Yeah. I just think it's because it's a points game, isn't it? You want to get the points. You play brilliant, you don't get the points, and then the longer it goes on, you don't pick up points. You want to really get points as well. So I think trying to get the two together is going to be tough, but I think if you can, it'll be...
I think, see just when, obviously with Si, and he obviously wants to play a certain type of football, but the most important thing for him is winning the game of football. And I think sometimes people can sort of overly sometimes talk about it too much about playing or that. But the most important thing is winning. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's where some, maybe these coaches nowadays, blab on a lot. But listen, you're doing that Saturday, you must try to get that 3 points. On the Saturday, Berwick, Rangers on Saturday. Know much about the Aim Brothers?
Not really,
no. Not at all, Dale.
To be honest.
Played against them, but obviously when they dropped out the leagues, we played them with Peterhead. They were always stuffy down there. Always hard game, so I'm expecting nothing less.
That's what I think, Kev, though, getting into this league. I don't think there's going to be any easy game, is
there? No,
there's no easy games, but what there is there's, I think this league will be won by the team that can get on a run of games. And by winning each week, ugly or great, it's momentum. And I think once you get that momentum and keep going, I think most teams are there for the taking. I think I look at it now, 4 games, 6 points, that could easily another a couple of mistakes knocked out of that. That could have been 12 out of 12.
100%.
Before you know it, you're going to Berwick a home game Saturday thinking we could turn them over. That could be 15 points. And you're looking at it from a different angle. But you look at it from another angle, is it you're 6 points, but you're only 4 points off, I think, top of the league. 5 points, it's nothing. But 4 games in, what is there, 19 teams in the league? 38 games. So you've still got like 34 games left for the season. There's a long, long way to go, but I'd be more concerned if the performances weren't encouraging, but the performances are very, very encouraging, and that's what you've got to look at.
I think you've got to realise as well, we're going to be everybody's cup final.
Yes.
We're like a mini Old Firm here. Yeah. Because everybody, you've seen the celebrations the last two games. You thought they'd won the league.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I say something about the comment about the circus?
I didn't like that.
I'm not going to mention the name, but after Saturday when we got beat, it was, are you still going to buy tickets to the circus? This is anything but a circus. You know how much hard work the boys have put in and the management team. And people that come away with comments like that just sums it up.
Right. Listen, it's like anything that does well, or anybody or anything in life that does well, there's always those negative people that want to shut it down. Mm-hmm. And that's just everything. It's you experience it yourself as a player somewhere. And that's the same with Open goals became very, very popular. We set up with a certain crowd of people, and it's entertained a lot of people over time. We've decided that event is out there, a football avenue. And it's something new, and we're just there to try and win a league, try and do as well as we can and see where it takes us. There'll always be people who want to shoot that down. Let them shoot it down, because hopefully we'll win, so the smile on our faces come the end of it.
Yeah.
Good for you, Kev. Dylan Broders, just for a wee sort of update to the public, how's the last time you said about my coaching was all about the stopwatch? Have I come on for that?
100%, mate.
What about the one I said last week? But
the stretching?
They'll tell that story.
You hear this?
No.
You get told to take the warm up, so he takes a couple of laps and that. Dixie's might do the stretch and he's like, you take the stretch. And was it Cookie?
Oh, mate, Cookie. This is brilliant.
So, Cookie, you take the stretch. And then, so stretching along, he says, you ready yet? No, I'm not ready. He says, oh, boys, just stretch whatever's feeling loose instead of feeling tight.
The other night, we'd done a lap and a half in his lap. He says, that's enough, I can't go anywhere.
Look down last night, and at one point, I think about 60, 70 minutes in, Si was on the touchline, and Slaney came over, and you came over, and the threes were having a chat, and Slaney was in the middle, and the hands were going. And I thought, I'd fucking love to know what he's saying in there.
I just like smelling.
You spoke well after the game last night.
Better, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm so much more confident.
I said that, I love you boys.
No, I didn't use that last night. So my first, that was my second time I spoke to the group.
And they never cried.
I was brilliant. It was good.
No, so my first time that I spoke to the boys, Dale, it was a fuck. You were only there that night. Were you there that night when I first spoke, when I said about I love them and just completely froze up, my mouth went all dry?
But Kevin,
last night was a much better, but I think I repeated myself. I said, listen, if you play like that in the long haul of a season, the results will happen for you. But then I never know how to end a sentence. So I kept on saying the same thing here and there again. So I kept looking for somebody step in. Listen, I don't know if I don't know if the coach gave it for me, by the way. But I'll fucking keep giving it a go, big man.
I think I'm the same, but I always concentrate on playing. So see the coaching side and then talking to people, I find it harder.
Right.
Just because I concentrate on the playing side. Mm-hmm. Now you've got to put a message across, I find it difficult. Aye. So I'm in the same boat as Slaney.
Must be brilliant for sight to hear that, then, eh?
It's weird though, eh? Because see when you're on the pitch, you'll shout, you'll tell, you'll natural. Talk to people. See, as soon as you're in front of the boys, you're like,
it's natural on a pitch, I think.
But that's, I think it's just doing it, Kev, isn't
that's, it? That just, it's like the team that'll come with experience, it just is going to take time. Some people have a natural leadership within them. You can see Simon's obviously got that. He's always vocal, always has been. And there's certain individuals you'd have played with along your careers that just knew how to speak to people. Some people find it a wee bit different, but can do it in other ways.
We can talk on the pitch and know what you're talking about. Si seems to put a message across and knows, but, do you know what I mean? You go, he's right there. Aye. He's right, do you know what I mean? Whereas I would go, I didn't see that, but I see it now.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's a big thing, though, because even though Si knows the games, but see if he comes across terrible, the boys will be like, switch off. Yeah. Well, comes across great. Do you know what I mean? Like, with Slaney, you can see the boys are all pissing themselves in that.
That confidence is
shot. But what's the place then?
Whatever you may think, Paul, there's a reason why yous are all there. Like Simon said at the beginning of the season, that Dale's there to keep me calm when I lose it. You're there because you're his mate and stuff and whatever. There's a different aspect to it.
I thought your warm up was fantastic last night.
Stretching was good. Stretching was good.
Well, I'm in the dressing room before I tried to do the wee lunge and nearly collapsed.
I took the cameras on. Anyway, boys, back on to me. No serious stuff, but I never knew this, by the way, that you, Dale, were involved in getting Brothers here. I've just read that there. That's the first time I've known that.
Well, my agent's Brothers agent, Tom Callahan.
How's he's a guy?
Brilliant, isn't he?
Oh, he's desperate to go on the show, by the way.
Is he?
What
players has he had?
He's got the big boy Stewart, who's linked with Rangers.
Oh, it's a good time to get him on there.
Aye. Ross?
Aye.
Has he got him?
Aye.
Great guy, I've known him. He's known my family all my life. Great guy. Yeah, and for you.
So did you phone him, Dale, looking for centre half, or did you know Brothers was maybe?
No, I had, obviously, he hadn't signed it, and it was just a chat I had with Tom, and he says, listen, we speak to you. And it went for there, didn't it? Aye. Me and Si, we met him. Was it Silverburn?
Nice.
Silverburn had a chat, and loved what I had to say.
But when you get it, who paid?
Me, mate. Usual.
You always pay, mate, don't you?
I'm skinny.
You must have some expenses tab going in here.
Pick them up, pile of coffees, everything else.
Aye.
Rogers, how was he when you first met him?
Looking fantastic as usual, wasn't he? Well, I was just back for holiday and I looked white.
So, Dale, just for the people who don't know, when did you first meet Si?
It must have only been, I met him, I'm sure it was Costa years ago. Just getting a coffee and obviously through football, just talking to him. Mm-hmm. Didn't know him. It was when I went to Peterhead. And I heard that after him right away, actually.
So he was a player then, though, wasn't he?
Yep, player. Wasn't a coach or anything like that, just as daft as usual.
Was he?
Terrorising everybody.
So
see,
now he's proper, like, right on it, everything professional. Not. See, he's a player, was he like that as well?
By the way, all his carry-on was on the bus going up, on the training field and that, but on a pitch. No, as soon as he stepped in the other line, that was him.
Was he?
100% the way he is coaching. And that's not the only reason, but I wasn't interested in the coaching side of it. But when he got into this and said, do you want to come with me? I knew he was serious and that's why I wouldn't have been with anybody, but I knew what he was like.
I think that must be, I honestly think that must be so hard, being like going from when you just stop playing and straight into coaching. I think for me, I would want to work maybe like, so I see what Rogers and that done. Brendan Rodgers and who was the other one? A few other matches I've done, went through the youth and learned it that way. But going through playing and then straight into a first team, I think that'd be really difficult.
But Simon coached Peterhead.
So he's got a few years.
Yeah. You're the Celtic coach, didn't you?
I thought you were mates. So Paul, while your mate, your best mate, was playing, he was coaching with Celtic under 10s. And then he went to Peterhead, first team coached a few years. So he's not really quick to
win. I was just seeing if you were ready, Dale.
Oh. Yes.
Too much fucking carry on.
Yeah. Producer's just on the phone to Lewis here.
By the way, I honestly think I'm having a lot of performance of him. I don't think I was. Dale, so when he was a player, that's what I meant to ask you, I was a bit mixed up. Did you feel that this guy's going to be a manager? Early on?
I don't know. But he did coach people in the park, if you know what I mean. He was always speaking. And it wasn't just shite, he was talking, he was teaching people. And he had high demands, I know. So exact same. My other guy like that was Alec Neil, when I played with Alec Neil. Sitter, spoke to everybody, pulling people in for the wing, just knew football. He knows football. But he wasn't just talking. Like, I was, say I was playing out wide left, he'd tell me as a throw in, go right, go left, do this. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I didn't have to turn my back. He would tell me. Coaching for the back, and I felt as if Simon had a bit of that in him.
So you know, Alex Neil, did you think that as well, that he might go to
destined for it.
Was he?
Destined for it.
Seen a dressing room that day, was he?
Ruthless.
As a player?
Ruthless.
Was he?
Oh, training that bad touch, right on you. Know how we say, leave him alone and that? No, he didn't give a fuck.
I've heard he's ruthless as a manager as well.
Well, okay, but look at his records. Look at his records. As, he's done well. And playing. Wanted to win. We went to Celtic Park, I think it was fourth game in, just into the SPL. And then the referees went like that. I tell you this. The referees counted us. 11. He's counted the Celtic players. There was 7. Caldwell says, that's all we'll need. I was like, we're talking.
So that was when you just went up, wasn't it?
Just the first game at Parkhead, fourth game in, but you're like, buzzing. He says, that's all we'll need, 7 against 11.
Fucking hell.
But
did you win?
No, 4-9 at half time. I get dragged off half time. But then Alec Neil was expecting to go there and get some. Do you know what I mean? That's in his heat. He was expecting in the dressing room, come on, we'll get something there.
See
and
that?
Then he's saying that in the dugout.
See Shambles. That Hamilton team deal? Was that the way James McCarthy and McArthur as well?
Yep.
They two are excellent, weren't they?
My first game for Hearts was against Hamilton at a. Where would that be? Hamilton's ground, New Douglas Park.
New Douglas Park.
And I remember him rocking up, first time I ever met him. I didn't know him. I was like, who the fuck's this guy with the tan? He the best tan ever there.
Still had it on my days.
I know, brilliant. And,
did you have the teeth then as well?
No, they're just you.
No, his baby teeth came out in about that season. That's him just grew in there fully. But no,
but he was. If I'd put the two in him, it would be the two. Obviously, Alec Neil's done a lot better. Obviously, his size just starting. But two of them played sort of the same position.
Yeah.
And two of them spoke similar and coached teams, players for it.
And another manager. So when you first started, it was Chick Charnley got you involved in football for the beginning?
On the last, my dad was out with Chick Charnley at a night out and ended up back at his house. For a drink, the next thing he said, I've got a boy who can play football. Chick Charnley's phoned John Lambie. John Lambie's, hi, bring a wee cunt in. And then I got a phone call with that. I was in my bed. Wee man, you're going to Partick Thistle the next day for training. And that was me signed. That was me, went professional.
Wow. What age were you then?
16.
Superb.
Still just left school, maybe working part time. And then you get that chance and then did all right. And John Lambie signed me and I never looked back.
How was John Lambie when you did sign and you were there? Were you?
Absolutely brilliant, just old school, probably shapes you into the way you are today, I think. Old school manager,
yeah.
Didn't take any of your shite, and I think that's lacking now.
What about the band you told us about John Lambie, remember?
With Jerry Britton.
Aye.
I'm in a hotel room with Jerry Britton, and we've been out for a night. He's let us go out for a bevy. John Lambie loved the whiskey, so he's steaming back into his room. And Big Britton's like to me, right, Delk, he's on with us, I'm 17. Get this big wardrobe, man. It's about that thick, big. And you can picture it in a B&B in Blackpool, can't you? How heavy it was. I'm having to help him along this corridor with us. Puts it in front of John Lambie's door. He's on the judge. Jerry Britton's like, banging it, banging it. You know, can't you? You hear Lambie getting up? Yeah, bus. Fucking opens the door, walks right in. See, at 7 in the morning, he had every one of us on the beach. She see that big pier over there. She see the last one to get touched and get back. They're gone again. You're all still half cut, aren't you?
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my God.
Oh, but I think things like that, when you're younger, shits you up when you're older.
Well, we the manager like that, Kelly, the Italian that come in, played against mannequins in Marbella for the whole week, walking, playing against these. Alex Dyer's went, the boys need a night out, they need a break. I only go a day off, 7 o'clock in the morning, we were in running the next day, the only day we ran, because we went out in the piss up. We were all like, what's going on? Brophy's thrown his tap down, this is rubbish, walking away and all that.
Heard the mannequins 1-2-1.
And that was us getting off lightly.
How was that boy, the Italian guy?
No great.
Didn't really work, did it?
No. To be fair, it wasn't a bad...
Steve Clark, though, didn't
he? It wasn't a bad guy or anything like that. I just...
What was his name?
Alessio. I just think it was one of the ones where he had to... He completely tried to flip it 360 for what we were used to as a squad, to working hard to beat, and then into open expanse of playing against mannequins at training every day, walking through, having no running, and boys were wanting to work hard and get their fitness up and that. Mm-hmm. Like, we're pre-season and what we were doing in a week, maybe 7K in a week. Whereas with Steve Clark, first pre-season week, we were touching on 100K.
It just shows you the difference, but Steve Clark, the job he done there, don't
it? Yeah. So, like, look, everybody's entitled to do it their own way. Yeah. It just wasn't for me. And I openly went to him and said, it wasn't for me, I want to leave. But taking some amount of grief for having my opinion, but that's football.
Mm-hmm. You said to me a few weeks ago, brothers, when I asked you about coaching, that you said Steve Clark was one of the best.
Aye. Steve is unbelievable.
Is that defensively tactical, or just everything tactically?
Enjoyable.
Aye. Every day you were pretty much in your position. It wasn't like, even the running, it wasn't running, it was the sky's running, yeah. But it was like, up, get a shot. You thought you were having a shot and having a bit of fun, but you were actually getting a good 1,000 metres high speed in.
Game-related stuff.
It was all game-related, enjoyable. Don't get me wrong, we worked hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was, and video analysis is probably the best I've worked with. Yeah.
See, when I became close with Si, you used to always say to me, the famous sort of lock-ins you had in your pub and your dad's pub. Any special nights you want to tell us?
In the pubs?
In the pubs. After the pubs. In your house.
I've not really...
What's the name of the pub? The one up in Bishopriggs, isn't it?
Campsie Bar in the Auchinairn Tavern. There was one that Si says that we were playing pool. You were there, no? We were playing pool. And Si fell asleep. What says it? Me and Cookie was with us. Playing pool, and he says he woke up at 5 a.m. Meaning we're still stunned. He says, playing pool. This must have about 5 hours gone by. He's fell asleep at 12 o'clock, and you're still playing pool at 6. So there's been a lot that some I can't mention.
Did you go, Odell? Did you go a lot of nights out when you were a player?
Well, maybe more than I should. And I don't think you get away with it now.
How did your managers, when you played, deal with you?
Well, for instance, Jimmy McIntyre was really, really good for me because I think. I maybe seen a wee bit of me and him. I think he liked a night out, but he worked his bollocks off in training, and when he just took care, he came in and I was out on a Sunday. I liked a Sunday. I liked to stay on a Saturday, go out on a Sunday. Yeah. I loved a Sunday all day, but obviously on a Monday, you know, you're doing your best. So I goes in on a Sunday night, he went, I need to fucking put my foot down here with him. Right, you come in here. He said, I went in, he went, I can't have this. I said, what's up? He said, you're reeking a drink. I went, I was out yesterday, what do you expect? So he said to me, I'm going to have to find you a week's wages. He says, it can't happen again. So I said, no bother. At the time, like, I've got the pub, so your wages there weren't they? Your only wage, so it didn't really hurt you. Like, so I took it as a bit of a carry on. Right, no bother, Gaffer, can I pick what charity and that goes to, right? So I think he thought, I've nailed this cunt. So anyway, he's done me a week's wages. Next week, all right. Need to go in the Monday, brand new. Following week, back in the Monday, Stephen. I'm on the physio's bed, I've got the shock pads on your calf. I'm sitting there, I can't train today, I'm not feeling great. He's come in and went, you cunt, office. But I've got this pad on, I've got this thing, the pad, still got it, I've still got it in my hand. So I've got one shoe on, and the other one's not got a shoe on. I'm hobbling, I think behind him. T's office, he's been like, "What have I fucking told you?" I'm looking at him, still half-pissed at him. I'm like, "I don't need that shit." I took it off my calf and threw it down. I'm walking on the corridor to get my clothes and I just feel myself, I'm looking at my shoe. I had to go back, chap his door here and get a fucking out of my tuna. So then, the following week, I've not been in for a couple of days. I'm like, what's happening here? He's fined me 2 weeks' wage. But one thing about me, didn't he hold a grudge as in? He gave me 2 weeks' wages, put me in the transfer list, we actually timed in Rangers Hibs and that were in the league in the Championship. Put me on, scored against Rangers, played the following week, and then I got a new contract. Only one season this happened, right? So he didn't hold a grudge as if, like, you've done this, you're not playing. If you were in the business, you played, but I think you knew, I need to keep him under control. So it was my birthday, or his birthday, the following week, and I've got a cake out of Asda made. But the week before that, I'd scored against Livy, came on as a sub, scored, take my tap off, and I've slid along towards the Livy fans, so there was a picture in the paper, me and my tap off. So I've got that picture put on the cake. And I went in there and he's sitting having his team. Bear in mind, he's not really eye to eye with me at the time. I went in and I'm like, tell me, get off of that birthday and give him a cake. Spat his tea on it, told me to get to fuck.
That's class.
But me and I got on really well with him.
Aye.
And I think that's the man management players keep his feet in the ground. Anyway, probably if I let him go, he can just do, he'll think he can do anything. Yeah. Which he was right today. And, I done the business for him. I really got on with him, but I don't think you could date this day and age.
No. Was there any other lively managers you had, Dale, that you had runs with?
Who was your favourite manager?
Probably coming up, giving my chance, John Lambie and things you've seen as a young boy.
Just, and who was the manager that you wouldn't be rushing to talk about? Because we've all in football, we've all got that one guy we loved and that one guy that we just thought.
See, be honest, Kev.
Or did you get on all right with them all?
I don't. Some of them come away and they don't play me and I don't take it. Maybe no want me, like my call says, go and find another club. I went to Dundee. I didn't have a grudge with them.
Yeah.
I go on all right with them. And it's hardly any people that I didn't go on with in the dressing room either.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I try and have a good dressing room, try and go on with everybody. If you're not a cup of tea, you don't need to talk to them really, do you? You've got other people you can talk to. I can put up with people. So
you're a guy, aren't you, as well?
Who knows if I take things to heart.
Have you ever been involved with something I'm petrified at? Have you ever been involved in any training ground scraps or seen any shockers?
I've been in one.
Have you?
Where? Mm-hmm. Partick.
Had you?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the one when you're a young boy?
Robert Dunn, aye. Robert Dunn.
Did he stiffen you?
No, I broke his jaw and he was it for 8 weeks.
God.
But John Lambie just let it go again. He's pulled me in on a Monday. He's obviously, he was just top by, he was his number 9. And I was just coming through and that. And it was a wee scuffle, you know what it's like, saying no passing the ball, heed to heed. And the twos came again and I had bust my head. And I punched him and it got broke up. And then he's poked me in and he's like, he's like, my striker's out for 8 weeks. I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'm off. He's like, don't mind the wee man, don't mind the aggression.
That's proper old school. So,
brilliant. Just characters you've seen about the place, yeah. You know what I mean? And Dungey, I would end up pally with him. End up like we've done. That was just one of these things in training. I've seen a lot. You've probably seen it yourself, and people having to get dragged away. But that was only thing.
You've been in a few.
Probably the worst one for me was Christian Daly at Rangers. Guy's played what? I think he's in Hall of Fame. We scored another 50 caps.
50 caps, aye.
Was in it four teams. We're playing four different teams. We round robin. He's running about like a madman, and I'm like, "You're going to play at the back with me?" And he knows it. Running a bit like a madman again, we're getting decked. I'm like, fucking play at the back with me, will you? Stop trying to get your heart rate up and just play your position. He just walks up, wraps a nut in me.
No way.
Swear to God. And I'm like, cracked him back, gets sweat up. No way that. Gaffer Walter's like, and you? You've been on one off for the last few weeks. And you get sends him in. My head's gone now. I think we're playing Celtic the weekend. Heads away. We're doing shape and all that. The only time we do shape is Celtic European games. We're doing shape. What was like that? You don't be fighting when you get in there. In my head, I'm going into crack him straight away. I've gone. I get straight in. He's in the shower. He's bollock naked. I'm
wrestling about.
Let's get a towel. I get straight up to him. He's like, don't hit me. Don't hit me. I'm naked. I'm like, right.
Grabs the towel.
I had a fucking twirl the towel and whipped his ass.
I'm like that. Get your gear on. We're going down to the Astro. So I'm sitting there and I'm taking the bits off. I'm getting the trainers on. I'm tying his laces as tight as I can. And all of that. Raging. I'll storm my way down. He comes. I'm ready. I'm fucking adrenaline's gone like mad here. Ready to go. And he's like, I apologise, big man. My fault. Out of order, I'm going to see the manager. I'm going to leave. Head's gone. I hope you go and play for Scotland 30 times, same as me. I apologise. Put his one out to shake. That was the end of it. And then 2 days later, he left. Went to Chelm.
Shat, he said, didn't he?
Swear to God, aye. And then, honestly, for about 3 weeks later, the boys were on me. What about how tight you tied your laces, as if that was going to do anything? Boy, day in the car. Boy, day in the morning, mate. Laces loose every morning.
Have you seen any other deal? Like, no, you've only maybe involved in, but any shockers again?
I seen Magic Bugera and Kenny Muller go at it.
Oh, that's a mismatch.
I know, that's what I mean. You've got Big Magic Bugera like this and Kenny. And I think Big Magic just got him in a headlock and held him there.
Yeah, one he was a bit angry, uh-huh. He was massive.
I had one with Barry Ferguson at half time as well.
Did you?
Fergie, like, was on it constantly. You know what he's like? He's always on it. And I'm like, gonna just shut up, man, honestly. Like, you know what you're like? Just shut up for once. And we're walking down the tunnel, he's still at it. Gonna just shut up. And we're in the dressing room, he's still yipping. I'm just sitting there, and he's like, over there. I just turned around and he's grilling at me. I'm like, we're sharing a house and travelling together at this time at Blackpool. And I'm just sitting there and he's still grilling. And he's, yeah, man, I'm like, Fergie, fucking get a bye. I turn around like that, next thing he's up with a boot, trying to hit me with a boot in the back of the head. Next thing I've grabbed him, flung him, they got me wrestling a boot. Split up, no, that we're winning 1-0 at Reading. Game finishes, we win 1-0. You are left him, Fergie.
Is that it? Done?
Done.
You can see that in Fergie, but can you? Aye. You can see it, I know.
But yeah, it's probably good you've done that though, mate, because if you didn't, then he'd probably just constantly always been on you.
I think I just like everybody, mate. I can just see him like everybody.
Oh, yes. Aye. He was like that. Even like, I only played a few Scotland games with him. He was just a fucking nippy sweetie all the time. Constantly.
Is it just because his standards are so high?
I think I now look at him and think, no, I don't know him particularly well, but when he's come on the show afterwards, like, his standards were just at a level that if you were only the same as him,
aye,
you were getting it.
I think that's
it. Was near, and like,
by the way, top player, wasn't he?
Aye.
It was funny because when we're driving back down, we're just pissing myself laughing about it.
It's good that, innit? I'd be holding a grudge for fucking
I don't mind it. I don't mind. No, people see people kind of say in front of people, I don't mind it as long as it's done.
Aye.
So see if it's done and people are like, go each other on heed to heed or whatever it is, and then it's done.
Sort of boiling up or building up.
I don't think they could take it nowadays. Most people kind of take it nowadays.
Dale, see, in your career, who would you say is sort of most funniest or craziest teammates that you had?
Craziest.
You as well, brothers, if any come to your head?
Probably Madman at Swayze and Ruin, that Gary Fraser.
He's brilliant.
He's up there, isn't he?
Michael Gardine.
I've heard about him.
I've heard him. He's a different level, man.
Is he not dirty about it?
Oh, pooing in his hand.
That's not for me, that.
He told a story to us off camera at that Tenants Factory. I don't know if we should tell it. The young boys are making the soup or something for the first team coming in. And they fucking peed in the soup.
Oh, man.
To the first team.
I'm not about all that stuff.
I like laughing, but that's... Don't mind hearing about it. But
I like hearing somebody drank it and that, but no, we'll get involved.
Big Kyle Lafferty's up there as well.
Is he? Good guy, but he's
a great guy. One of the best guys you'll meet, but in terms of doing daft things, wow.
What type of stuff would he do?
Well, last year, somebody had one of his t-shirts. They put the boy's full outfit on, went in the shower and showered, soap and all that. Oh, I would it. And then another boy had his trainers, got his whole gear and wrapped it all up in tape into this ball, playing football with it in the dressing room. And then the boy walked in and he flung it straight to me and he's like, I can't believe he's done that.
But that is funny. But that is funny. We see the other side of that.
What were you doing, all ones you could think of?
I was probably up there.
You were up there, mate,
thing,
aren't you?
Pushing the cunts in the shower, like, just staff thing, but do you know what I mean? 2 quid a push, and he's like, I'll take 2 quid here. 5 to 5, I'm pushing you and all.
Me and Big Lass, when Rangers went in the administration, Big Lass, that man, brothers, ropes me in as usual when I was daft. Went to all the cores, taped all the reggie plates, just been sacked, club done. So the boys, and bearing in mind Rangers in administration, there's millions of cameras at the gates going out at Murray Park, and the boys have not even noticed a reggie plate, just been sacked in the administration. Roll it out. Honestly, going to my phone,
that's in the papers and all, isn't it?
Oh, that's a brilliant
story.
I don't want to move on for this. I want to just go and find out characters or can you think of anything else, boys, before we move on?
Trying to think, mate. No, I've got hundreds and all, but it's just
it's even Dale Hiddy things. I was on that Miami and at Murray Park and that big twat laugh goes by and turns it up full blast and I'm like, I'm getting like a
that's horrible. That
I chased him everywhere, I choked him out, put him to sleep.
Probably chill, big guy Gary McKenzie was up there and all.
Oh, he? Big guy. But he was a chilled big guy.
Aye, but crazy horse.
I played with him at MK
Mad
Dons.
Man.
Oh. He was crazy, mate.
I've seen how many people were throwing that.
I've seen him with two bouncers holding him up at MK Dons.
I heard he's harder.
Oh, you know.
I heard he's really hard.
And he's got that, as he said, nice big guy, but he's got that. Can you just see him?
Jimmy Boulard played with him at MK. Was you there with Jimmy Boulard?
No.
So Jimmy Boulard's went in a night out. And he likes his big gear, his gear guys and that. And he's like, Jimmy's like, your gear shite, big man. What the hell are you came as? Guy's like, what do you mean? I'm all right. And then Jimmy's like, I'm going to keep going until he cracks me. Constantly, man. On him and on him. Big guy's like, I'm going to the toilet for 5 minutes. The toilet to chill out. As soon as he comes back, Jimmy Boulard's back on him. Fucking hell, do you know times that t-shirt? Like, what's going on? Next time, Gaz is caught by the throat. I'm only joking, big man.
Okay, yeah, well, he's the last person you want to wind up.
Oh, what is he?
6'6".
Aye, but he's
105 kilograms.
He's like that.
Great guy, though.
Great guy. Love great guys. Guy.
Kev, what about you? Any you've not talked before in the last few years? You've been
what, like?
Just teammates are absolutely nuts.
We didn't. We had like, at Sunderland. We used to just like do things to people's cars. I remember George McCartney played with us, and we used to call him Pigeon for some reason. His nickname was Pigeon, and one day calling him and got a number plate made up Pigeon, P1GEON. Put it on the front of his motor. George drove it for 3 weeks for this fucking car. Turned the police pull them over and says, "You got the documents for that plate?" He says, "What plate?" He says, it's just a normal car." He says, "No, this." And he says, "Fucking hell, man, the boy's trying about called Pigeon." And then one time out, we got. Gary Breen played with us. The young boys, because Breeny was the senior pro, the young boys used to, when we were going away trips, they would get the keys for Breeny's room first. So when we played the London games, Breeny would go and see the family first. So he would never be in the hotel with us. So they would go into his hotel and like just put the usual shite, breadcrumbs into his fucking, under his pillows and stuff, and put shites in his toilet and that. And then one day, Breeny fucking, it was a roasting hot day at training ground, went and did a shite and put it on a napkin and took it into Liam Lawrence's car and just left it under his seat. And you can obviously imagine a shite just sitting there smoulding for 2 hours, finished training, it was fucking stinking.
Think he was up there.
Jerry Britton.
Was he?
Oh, right, Dale Ferguson loves him, mate.
But for just a carry-on point of view, like we go a night out, we used to go to the Savoy, that's how fucking old I am.
Brilliant, and that's every night.
I'm not far
off. He used to go to Joke Show, but the teeth and the crooked teeth and all that.
He's kept him in, hasn't he?
But he's still got him in. But he didn't tell you. He didn't. It was not as if he went, I've got these. And he would just turn around at the bar next time he turned around and talked to you and his teeth. He'd be talking to no birds, but he'd be lassies and that. And blah. They would see him looking, going, what the fuck's that? It's like teeth. Then he would get a wee string that you couldn't see entire 20, put it in the flare, tap the biggie in the shoulder, biggest guy in there. You're big and you've dropped, aren't you? Go to pick up and zip it away from you. And do a wee dance like that.
Yeah, Andy Halliday done me.
Was he?
Aye. I've got a new car. I've been wanting this car for months. Eventually go it and I'm driving down buzzing. Andy and all and big guys and all of that's in it. I go to the gym and I come back. My keys are out of my pockets. I'm like, where the fuck's my car? And then it's back where it was an hour later. And then for about every hour for the next 7 hours, I got a photo of Bozoa on the steering wheel, Bozoa on my Bozoa on my gear stick, a video of them getting down in my seat and all of that. Noping their faces on it, but I know. I can wait straight round to the room and
how did you know it was Andy? Tiny?
Boys, that's it. All I seen was Boz naked. I knew it was him straight away. I just could tell because I chapped his door and I could hear him laughing before I even answered. I mean, it was you.
That's good. Boys, it's been unbelievable and it's been that good. And I've kind of put you on fucking freeze under the bus a wee bit by say, asking teammates and knows preparing you for that. It's been that good. Part two next week. How about that?
No problem.
Part two, and we'll prep these. But before we go, of course, pick 10 challenge is on again. 10,000 is the prize. Brothers, what 10,000 mean to you if you win that?
A lot.
Peanuts,
aren't it? A lot.
Peanuts.
I've always got to say peanuts.
No,
big man.
No, come on.
You don't like that big
what would 10 G's do for you, Paul?
But if you don't, right to see Susie Slayer in it, help
aye.
Out.
Say up for life,
man. Misses a couple of new bags. Eh?
You get the misses some new kits.
Hey, we'll move on. Let's move on. Right. So, how did Lewis do it last week?
Just rattled off a team.
And you went right. Okay, I'll start with you, Big Kev, and you'll go down. And then when it comes back round to me, I'll ask the next team.
Chelsea.
Right. Excuse me. Everton versus Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Start the Premier League.
Chelsea for me.
Chelsea.
Okay. Spurs, Southampton.
Spurs.
Am I picking as well, Paul? Sorry.
Who are you going, Paul?
Who's the Everton manager?
No matter who the manager
Frank Lampard. Against Chelsea at home. No, Chelsea will win that easily. Yeah. Spurs, Southampton.
Spurs.
I don't know. I think Southampton are all right.
Do you?
Draw.
It's a shocker.
No,
draw. Spurs.
It's a bad one.
We'll see. I'll go Spurs. Easy. Kevin, Ross County v Celtic.
Celtic, definitely.
Celtic.
Celtic.
Aye, Celtic for me as well. Kev, Rangers, Kilmarnock.
I think that could be a banana skin.
What? Oh, come on.
I'm just thinking Kev, of the
after
game.
After last night?
I'm just thinking of the game last night. They've got a...
Get on now.
I'm just thinking a draw.
Do you know what needs to be spoken about that time you walked out to Murray Park again? You seen him at the Lindy?
I think he's still won it. Big man's going
to I was thinking about this last week and he came for me with
it. I never came for you.
No.
I never came for you. Yeah, I was only speaking the truth, big man.
No, you weren't. There was nothing malice. I was just looking back at my response. I think I could have dealt with myself a wee bit better.
Not at all, big man.
You were putting a shift in.
It was a wee bit easier than it should have been. I was supposed to be running at 120 kilos and I was running at 100.
Right, sorry lads, remember with Dale Rangers, Carly, he's got a banana spin. Are you going for a draw? Banana spin?
Going for a draw.
I can't see it. I think Rangers will bounce back. I think bad result last night. I think Rangers will bounce back comfortable.
Yeah.
Rangers.
Rangers all day there for me. Newcastle, Nottingham Forest. Newcastle. Forest just up.
Newcastle.
Comfortable.
Newcastle for me as well.
I think we'll be a good side.
Newcastle for me as well. This is a tricky one. Mm-hmm. Mullow, St Johnston.
There's the fucking... Who's threw that in there? What's the point? Seriously.
That's a draw, isn't
it? Let's just hope they get through the 90 minutes, the two of them.
That's shocking, isn't
it? Absolutely shocking. I'll go for Motherwell.
I'll go to draw.
Motherwell, two in the bounce, I'm going to go for as well. Leeds, how do you say it, Wolves?
Wolves.
Leeds Wolves.
What were you going to say, Wolves?
Wolves. My dad's always got them since a wee boy, so I've always called them Wolves.
I would say, I'm going for Wolves.
Wolves. Dale.
Leeds.
Wolves for me.
I'm going to go for Wolves because I'm not having Jesse Marsh. Bristol City v Sunderland.
After last week, Sunderland Park were very, very good. I would go for a draw.
Dale.
Sunderland.
Sunderland for me.
I'm going to go Bristol City, Cal Naismith.
Okay.
He said they're great. Bournemouth, Villa.
Villa. Villa's made some good signs. Bournemouth not spent too much money. See Villa winning that.
Nah, you're right.
I'll take Villa as well.
I'm going to go draw.
I'm going to say draw because you said a draw. Aberdeen, St Mirren, Kev.
Aberdeen comfortably.
I think Aberdeen will be good this year. Aberdeen for me
as well, lads. I just have to say a massive thanks because it started when I had to control it. I was a bag of nerves. You started coming out and telling your stories, that's where it came alive. So the whole bit will get cut out for me and we'll keep your stories in and we'll see you next week.
Super.
Well done.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.